Okay, so once again, we're on page 254, we're in Siman Sadi Dalet. So, for Shabbos, so it's been a little while since we've been together, we were doing Vav, so we didn't do the Mishnah Berurahs on it. Let's just go over the Mechaber and the Rama one more time. So the Mechaber says, Kol mispalo apidu shokev al tzido, that someone who's ill, kadaven, even if they're lying on their side, even if they're lying on their side, this is assuming that they could have kavanah when they daven. Again, with Hamash Monesrei. So we're assuming that they could daven. Now, again, we'll talk about later. We discussed a little before. But what do you do about the three steps if you're lying down? Right, a little difficult to move three steps. Okay, we discussed that before. We'll discuss it again a little later. Mirsa Shambli Nether. So just leave that aside. But again, the concept is that the chola. And we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before that also to a person who's old, an elderly person who cannot stand, so that person could sit in his place and daven. Similar idea. So Skola is allowed to lie in bed, let's say Rukh Maslan, they're in a hospital or whatever, so they could daven in bed on their side. This is assuming they can have kavanah. Again, we discussed the Marsham before. Marsham talks about that other Rishonim would say that Chola should not daven, but let's leave it as it is. And the Ramah says, V'im yashar lo lispalo, the Ramah says, let's say he can't daven, Mikol makom, yahar her bolivo, still, he should think about davening, not utter the words. Again, tefillah means that you're audibilizing, you're verbalizing the words. So let's say he can't. You can't pay attention, so think about davening. Shnemar ivu v'vavkam al mishkavkam. As we see in the pasuk, we say in Kriyashma Lamita, you say in your heart, on your bed. So therefore, you see that if a person's on their bed, they say in their heart. In other words, they think it, and that would be good enough. What we left with is, fine. So let's say the person does this, the Rachman son, the person's ill. So they can't, they, for whatever reason, they can't daven. Say, think davening. Think Shmona Esrei, think davening. So the question is, let's say they feel a little better in a little while later. I don't know, there could be a lot of scenarios like this. So now what? Do they have to daven again? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Chaf Aleph, he says, Ve'efsher, maybe, that the person b'dieved was yotzeh, by thinking that Shmona Esrei, he was Yotze, and he doesn't have to go back and daven when he gets better, when he feels better. Again, he could feel better like an hour from then. He feels better. He doesn't have to daven again. He was Yotze davening already, b'dieved. And he doesn't have to make up the... So brings down a machlokas about it, but still, Mishnah Berurah comes out that he doesn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. He doesn't have to go back to and daven. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the person cannot daven, let's say they can't, to hold our mind to concentrate during davening long Shmona Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah says at least the person should try to have kavanah and try to concentrate, obviously, for Shema. Because Shema, as we all know, is the first line. So, obviously, we should try to keep more than that, but at least that, you should try to concentrate for the first line of Shema. Okay? Good. So, again, so the Mishnah Berurah is coming out, even though it's a machlokas, that a person doesn't have to go back and daven again. Good. Zayin. Mishahayu shahayu lo anusim ikanu mikan. There's a certain situation where the person can't daven. There's an onus. There's a situation where the person can't daven. So, for example, misyar shema yafsiku b'tfilah. So, for example, he's somewhere and he thinks people are going to disrupt his davening. That if he stands up in Nash Monestra, he's going to start talking to him, and he won't be able to get through davening. Oh, yafsidu mecho, or maybe... they'll take away his money, things like that. So then what? Yeshev v'makom v'yispalo. So you could sit you're less conspicuous. Sit and daven. Lefisha ein dato mi yushevus alav. Because if you would stand, you wouldn't be able to concentrate, you know, because you're waiting for somebody to jump on you, so to speak. Not literally. Ve'afalpi shetzarach la'aso shlosh p'sios. Ah, you're sitting. So as we said before, it's kind of, if you're sitting, it's a similar idea as a person who's lying in bed. How are you going to take three steps backwards? A little difficult to do. Ve'afalpi shetzarach la'aso shlosh p'sios b'sof ha'tefila. Even though you have to take three steps back at the end of davening, hard to do. Still, Yoshev and Mispal Korea. You sit in place, and when you come to the spots in Shmoneh Esrei where you have to bow, you bow. Okay. Now let's do some Ches a little, and then we'll tease you a little with the Mishnah Berurahs. Ches. The Machaber says, Yesh Lizar Shlo Lismo Chatzmo Lo Omer Lo Chavero. When you're down in Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to stand. Right, all these things we're talking about before, it's extenuating circumstances. Person's ill, Rachman Aslan, person's old, Rachman Aslan, person, be bothered if he stands up, be too conspicuous, whatever the case is. But, obviously, what we should be doing is standing during Shmoneh Esrei. So you're standing. So what's the definition of stand? What's the definition of standing? So the definition of standing is that you're not leaning against a pillar or something else, or leaning on someone else, b'shas ha'tefila, when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we stand for Shmoneh Esrei is because we're speaking to Hashem. As we saw before, you're supposed to be be'ema, you're supposed to be in fear. So, you know, like, if you sit, you're a little more cash. I remember, like, somebody told me that their father was Svardi, and so their father Hashem was Svardi. So they're in shul once, and the kid, the guy who's older, told me that as a kid he crossed his legs. His father got upset and slapped him on the. He said, "You don't sit that way in shul. What do you think? You know, what do you think's going on here?" So, right. So, unfortunately, especially in this society, you know, cash, right? But that's not the halacha. So you're supposed to be in fear. So if you're in fear, you're not sitting there slouching in the chair. You're in fear. You're in an trepidation, you're in honor of Hashem. So you're supposed to stand, the Mishnah Berurah says. That's the reason. Okay, so then the question is, so let's say you got a shtender, or you got one of these little shtender things, or whatever the case may be, and you're leaning on a shtender, or something like that. Is that considered standing? What's the definition of when I'm leaning against something? So Machar says you shouldn't lean against anything. Okay, that I understand. But let's say, if I'm leaning against something, is there an amount of pressure? We'll see, there is. An amount of pressure that would differentiate between leaning on something and, I don't know, just having your hands on it. Right? Obviously, if you're on a shtender and you just have your hands on the side, remember we discussed that before. The Rambam was talking about how you position your hands, you know, midas hadin bringing out, right? So you hold your hands a certain way. So if you recall, the Mishnah Berurah brought down, you could put your hands on the side of the sitter, put your hands on it by the shtender. So I have my hands by the shtender, let's say, right? I'm standing that way. So is that a violation? It's not leaning? So what's the line of demarcation between leaning and holding the shtender, or whatever you want to call it? So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get into that tomorrow. I'll give you some reason to come back.